Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all the promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your face. If it wasn't
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and I just want to thank all of our listeners for hanging out with us today. As in everything that we do, we give all honor and glory to God because it is through Him that we live and we breathe and we have our very being. And we are just so thankful that all for all that God is blessing us with. You were just listening to Marjanae, her current single, This Joy, from her latest album entitled Won't Let Go. Marjanae is a phenomenal artist, and her music is reaching the masses and blessing many. On today's show, we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to talk all about marketing ministry. That is what we do here. Marketing ministry is about getting you to cast your vision and getting the most out of what God has given you to do. And Marketing Ministry is a marketing company, and we have many, many artists on our roster. Marjanae, who you were just listening to, is one of them. And what we try to do, more so than being a business, it's being a platform that is a ministry that provides resources for all of those that have a kingdom agenda. So now we're going to listen to another artist that is on the roster of Marketing Ministry, and her name is Tanya Dallas Lewis. She hails out of West Virginia. Her current single is entitled False, and it is making some noise. I know this song is going to bless you. We played it a few times here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show. So just sit back, relax, let somebody know that you're listening to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and enjoy Faults by Tanya Dallas Lewis.
Christ is a customer. Little homie, you've been bought with a price. Focus, I fail when the cross in your life. You know how that old saying go, right? If I'm wrong, I don't wanna be right. The sunshine, that's a part of his love. Walked in the church like, can I get a hug? Used to be dirty, man, now I'm so clean. Walk in true religion, I ain't talking like Jesus.
Rearrange me.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and I am your host, Wanda Adams. You were listening to Faults by Tanya Dallas Lewis. That was the first song we played, and she is one of the artists that are featured on the Marketing Ministry roster. Her full project, Miracles, will be coming out in fall 2010, so you want to stay tuned and look out for that. And the last song we played was More Than Enough by Kim Person. She is another dynamic artist that is on the Marketing Ministry roster. Her current project is entitled Speak Life, and it's phenomenal. It's available online, so you want to make sure that you pick that up and you stay tuned for more and upcoming things from Kim. Today, we are featuring some of the artists that are on the Marketing Ministry roster and some of our friends, some of the music that we like the most. And we're also talking a little bit about Marketing Ministry, what we do. We would encourage you to join the fastest growing network to advance and market your ministry, which is Marketing Ministry, the network. And the website to that is www.marketingministry.ning. NING.com. Let me give it to you one more time. It's www.marketingministry.ning, NING.com. So go on there, create your profile, check out some of the resources that we have, and again, market your ministry. We also would like to encourage you to check out some of our partners and some of the resources that we have. If you're an artist and you want to get some more exposure for your music, if you want to get your music played on the radio, we just encourage you to reach out to Spherical One, 24-hour, 7-day streaming radio station. They have a phenomenal site. The Artist Place helps you to promote your ministry. So check them out at www.spherical1.com. Send them your music. Reach out to Mr. Henry Harris. He is the founder and CEO, and this will help you get more visibility and get your music played on the radio. Also, we want you to check out our friends at Glow Magazine, phenomenal magazine. They have a new artist spotlight. You want to submit your information to them and make sure that you can get some exposure there. Also, you may want to advertise with them. So send your information to info@glowmagazineonline.com. Again, glowmagazine.com. Send your request to info@glowmagazineonline.com. And this is what we do at Marketing Ministry. We want to share with you the resources that you can utilize to get the most out of your project, because we believe that this is what God has called us to do. You know, everybody's gift and ministry is unique in its own way, and God is doing some new things, so you just have to step out on faith and allow God to manifest the good work that he started in you. I need for somebody to say amen. Now, we're going to pick it up again, and we're going to play another song for you, and this is another artist that we featured that's on the Marketing Ministry roster, and his name is Frank Henderson. He's phenomenal. He also hosts a weekly segment called Doing It Big with Pastor Frank on Yes Lord Radio. You want to check that out. That comes on every Thursday on Yes Lord Radio, and that site is www.yeslordradio.com. It's called Doing It Big with Pastor Frank. He is a phenomenal artist within his own right, and this is one of my favorite songs by him that's entitled The Lord Will Make a Way. So sit back and enjoy it.
Like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea. When the storms of life are raging and their fury falls on me, I wonder what I could have done.
Wonder what I could have done.
Amazing rate, so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, don't worry, Lord, don't make a way.
I know that the Lord will make a way.
The Lord will make a way.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and I am your host, Wanda Adams, and we were just listening to The Lord Will Make a Way by Frank Henderson. This is from his current EP called You Are the One, so you want to make sure you go out and pick up a copy of that. It is available on iTunes. And as I was telling you earlier, he hosts a weekly show on Yes Lord Radio called Doing It Big with Pastor Frank. It comes on every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it re-airs at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to open up our phone lines, so if you want to chat with us while we're hanging out here, you can reach us at 917-932-1720. Again, that number is 917-932-1720. And we thank you for hanging out with us. We take nothing for granted. We do have a caller on the line, and they're from area code 704. So we're going to give them an opportunity to state their question and chat with us. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I know this is my friend.
Yes, it is. It's Pastor Rouse.
Hi, Pastor Rouse. How are you today?
I am doing great. I am excited. I'm just happy.
So am I. You know, Pastor Rouse, there's no reason why that we shouldn't be excited, because as we always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I don't know about you, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it.
That's it, and we should rejoice in it because of the things that God is doing in our life and how he's setting us up to be blessed even more than we're ready to be blessed.
Oh, now you're preaching now, because we don't know. You know, the Word of God tells us that eyes have not seen.
That's it.
And ears have not heard.
Neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the thing that God wants it to do for you. I tell our church all the time, God wants you blessed more than you want to be blessed.
Absolutely. And we just want to encourage our listeners on today, just what you said, God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to prosper in all that you do. So you might as well just put aside those weights, cast them off.
Mm-hmm.
Look to the hills. Yeah, look to the hills.
Which
comes
your
help.
Because all your help comes from the Lord.
Absolutely.
Because you know folks ain't going to, they'll help you for a certain extent, or people will be there just for a minute to help you, and then afterwards they'll get tired of helping you because they get tired of you coming to them. But God will always be there to help you in spite of every situation that you will face. He won't get tired of you coming to him, because that's what he designed you for, to come to him when you have problems and situations that go on in your life. Because you got to remember, you are the sons and daughter of a king, and a king will always grant your request.
Absolutely. And everything that we get bogged down into, you know, those things are there for our perfecting.
That's it. That's it.
And we got to look at that. If you, you know, every day is not going to be a happy day. And happiness is based on your happenings. But what, as believers, what we got to do is we got to reach down and grab onto that joy. Because that joy is consistent. It doesn't change.
It's
not
always
based on my situation.
Nope. He's not. And you got to realize something too, sis. We got to quit acting like we're the victim of circumstances. God don't want you to be a victim of your circumstances, but he wants you to learn how to master every situation in your life.
Now, you're going to make me send you an offering real quick, because you know that is the truth.
We
have to learn.
We know how to be victims. We've been victims all our life. I mean, we were victims when we were in the world. We were victims when growing up. We played the victim to everything else. But God don't want you to be the victim anymore. He wants you to learn how to master the situations that you face on an everyday life. Where the devil always made you a victim, God said, no, I want you to be a victor now. You have learned victim. Now learn how to be a victor in everything that you go out and out to accomplish.
I like that, Pastor Rouse. We're not victims. We're victors. So, you know, we need to walk in that victory. And that's the key to it all, is that we have to learn how to walk it out.
That's it. That's the key. And so that's why those trials keep coming back at you the way that they do, because God's trying to get you to learn how to be a victor. and not a victim.
Amen. That's a good word. And for all you listeners, I want you to plant that word in your heart, that no matter what you're going through, you're not a victim. Your situations, your circumstances, they're not designed to overtake you. They're designed to launch you, and you are a victor.
That's it. That's it. And you got to walk it out. And for those people that go through so many situations and folks that's talking about you and everything, don't get discouraged by that. Don't let it bring you down. Matter of fact, laugh at it and be happy. Because you know why, sis? Everybody knows that a seed needs dirt to grow.
Come on, that's my favorite saying. You know, you done heard me say that, Pastor Rouse, that when you don't have any dirt on you, you can't become rooted.
No, you can't. And then who will ever see you if you don't grow? Who will ever know that you exist if you don't go through certain things? Matter of fact, the folks that talk about you, sis, ain't doing nothing but preaching your fame out there in the world.
Hmm.
That's all they're doing. They're making your name great.
Absolutely. You know, my mother used to tell us all the time that when we were little kids growing up, she said, you know, people cannot do any more to you than what you allow.
That's right. That is so true. And the devil, and that goes for the devil too. People of God, the devil can only do what you let him do to you. Because
and he has to give permission.
That's right. He has to give permission. Because he has to give permission from God. First of all, he has to go to the king, hence the king, to get permission to bother you or to vex you. But even in that instance, when he goes, God is still bragging on you.
He sure is. And, you know, and that's what we have to realize. When God allows the enemy to try us, that's because he's pleased with us. And he already knows what's in us and that we have the ability through him and through his word, again, to walk it out.
That's it. And then also, see, sis, there's a key that a lot of folks get missing when I was in the word. See, one thing I've learned about God is this. God looks for an occasion to go to war with the devil. So every time the devil is a messing with you, he said, the Bible said, offenses will come, but woe to who they come through. God is setting up an occasion to go to war with the devil.
Hallelujah. And so that should be an encouraging word to all of you out there to realize that you have the victory. The Word of God tells us that. We know how the story is going to end. We know that we have the victory. We just have to, again, walk it out.
That's it. That's the key. That's the lesson to learn. And so hold your head up. And because I love when people talk about me or even if the enemy attacks me, I say, oh, so you want to come at me like this. Fine. Because I preach the message all the time. If it's a fight you want, then it's a fight you're going to get.
Amen. Amen.
The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Mm.
So could God be allowing you to be attacked because he's trying to break some strongholds in your life? So you can inherit the king's ransom that's been held hostage by your enemy.
Amen. And, you know, Pastor Ross, that is a word for someone today. I know it is ministering to me. I know it's ministering to you as being the giver of it, but that is also ministering to our listeners. No matter what you're going through in your personal life, if it's in trying to get your music done or trying to get your book written, or is it just in your church, in your congregation? Because, you know, Pastor Ross, we know sometimes people can bring a whole lot of hell up in church.
Oh, yes, they can.
You know,
yes,
they can bring
can.
A whole lot of it up in there. And so, because the church is not perfect.
Right.
Not yet. You know, it is like a hospital, as, you know, we say over and over again, you get some of every situation, every condition there. But just trust God in knowing that He will work it out. He will perfect everything. You know, it's not for us to lean to our own understanding. It's for us to cast it on him. And don't be afraid to step out on faith and do anything. If God has given you vision and he's given you something to do, and you help me out here, Pastor Rouse, you don't let no devil in hell.
That's right. Come on now.
Don't let no devil in hell keep you from doing what you're supposed to do. You know, if you're an artist, I want you to know today that, you know, let God perfect what he's given to you to do. Fulfill your purpose. You know, everybody's purpose is not to be selling $1 million records. Everybody is not going to be a national known recording artist. But you can fulfill your purpose by being obedient, because the word of God says obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's it. And then you got to also realize that the enemy will use family members to discourage you. But you got to be like Abraham and think like Abraham, when God told him to give him among his kinfolks and his kindred so that he will become a father of great nations. He says one thing the Bible said. God never said that he would make our ministries great. He said he would make your name great. And so he is trying to make your name greater than what folks have said. For so long, folks have tore it down and drug it through the mud and did everything. But God said, I'm trying to make your name great. He said, I'm going to shut the mouth of the gangsters that said that you wouldn't be nothing, and I'm going to show them that you are somebody in me.
Amen. And I received that. And that's one thing that the Holy Spirit has showed me a while back. You know, sometimes, Pastor Ross, we look for the wrong people to give us recognition and the wrong people to know our names. If Jesus knows your name, you can never fail, because people, and it's not like, you know, I don't want to give anybody the impression that, you know, people are just out there to do you a lot of harm. Now, there's some people, you know, that are, but in our nature, being in this flesh, sometimes we are disappointing. And when you have expectations for men can never meet your needs and satisfy you the way our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can. And at the end of the day, you want to know, who would you rather know your name, men or God?
God, because God will always, when you allow God to take your name and mold you in his image and in his likeness and teach you how to, a more excellent way of handling things, God's going to make your name, he's going to take you before great men and make people recognize you even when they don't want to recognize you. God has the ability to do that with you and everything when you put your trust in him, not in people, not in man, because he said, put not your trust in man, but put your trust in him, and he will make your name great. He will make you a better person. He will make everybody that thought negative of you be them same folks come to you for their blessing.
Absolutely, because, you know, the word of God tells us that he'll make your enemy your footstool.
Come on, that's right.
So when you keep your, you know, listeners, don't let anybody distract you or deter you from keeping your focus on God. It's okay that things may happen in your life, and they're not designed to feel good. You know, they may hurt, but you keep your eyes focused on God. He will direct your path, and he will turn everything around on your behalf.
That's right. He sure will. He's confident. Be confident in him. Even if you feel that you're not confident so much in yourself as of yet, or you lack confidence in anything, or you have low self-esteem, learn how to trust. If you want to trust something or somebody, trust God to bring you past your low self-esteem and make you have confidence in your ability and the things that he does in your life.
Amen. Well, you know, Pastor Rouse, I enjoy you so much. I thank you for being a friend of Marketing Ministries and a friend of mine, a covenant brother. You know, because I don't believe in just casual relationships. I like those that are covenant, again, that the enemy cannot do anything about, because those relationships are based upon the word of God. And, you know,
amen.
When any time that you're having a good time, we're going down now to the closing of the show. But I know that the word, you know, that God did not have you to stop by accident or coincidence. I know that he had you to come on the show today to deposit that word into somebody's life, because I know it blessed me. And, you know, we can play music all day long, and we can read people's books all day long, but it's the word, and when God sends a word, that will transform your life.
You have been transformed completely.
So when we know that, and know that sometimes, I tell everybody all the time, in times like this, we need to stay steadfast in the word. It's time for the believers. Everybody's focusing on the economy and talking about, we're in a recession. As my pastor says, believers are not in a recession. God is resetting us.
Yeah, he's resetting us. That's it.
He's repositioning us. And, he wants us to, everything, he wants us to take over. He wants us to be greater than what we are unto his glory. But thank you, Pastor Ralph, so much. You're welcome here at Marketing Ministry, the radio show, anytime. I know that what God had put it into you. Oh, you're welcome. That it blessed somebody tremendously. And listeners, Pastor Rouse has a talk show also here on Blog Talk. Pastor Rouse, tell them a little bit about your show and how they can tune in and what they can expect to hear.
Our show deals with, we are the New Millennium International Ministries, and our show deals with teaching people the kingdom principles of God and showing you how you are supposed to be blessed, leading people to getting people back into a relationship that we once had with God in the Garden of Eden. And we are here to reach the church and unchurched. You can reach us on Blog Talk Radio. Just put in Pastor Mark Rouse, that's MarkRouse, and it will bring you to our show. Our show is from 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. You will love it. We have everybody on there. We turn no one down. We let them all know because we give God's people a voice in the wilderness.
Amen. And, again, check out his show. Support him. Do you have a website, Pastor Rouse?
You can reach us on at Rouse_Mark@yahoo.com. That's M-A-R-C at yahoo.com. And also you can find us on Facebook, the New Millennium International Ministry, Pastor Mark Rouse. My name will come up first. And you'll find us on Facebook, on Twitter. You'll find us on all websites out there.
They're going to find you on the Marketing Ministry Network because you're going to join.
Oh, yes. I am getting ready to join Marketing Ministry because I want God's people to understand that you are somebody. You are not a slave to anything ever again.
Amen. And, in closing, we just want to encourage you to follow Pastor Rouse. Join Marketing Ministry, the network. That's www.marketingministry.ning.com. We are a network that is advancing the kingdom. We are making a difference in ministry. Next week, we have a show that you don't want to miss, especially if you're an artist. We have Alvin Williams of A.D. Williams Entertainment. He used to be the senior music director for Gospel Music Channel. He's going to come with a wealth of wisdom, so you want to tune in for that. You want to check out some of our partners at Gospel Innovation. They're coming up, and they'll be doing an interview with us on September the 4th, Gospel Innovation. If you are an artist, you have a mind ministry, if you're a church, Pastor Rouse, and your website, you want to go there. They do phenomenal things and innovations and showcasing the best in ministries. So you want to check them out as well. Check out our friends at Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Latonya M. Lane, she is bringing integrity back to media, so you want to check her out. And for all those, if you're looking, you hear so many times, Pastor Rouse, people say, I can't get my music played or I can't get an opportunity. All these resources we just named, including Pastor Rouse, will give you a platform and an agenda to get your music played. So in closing, and as in always, don't be afraid to step out on vision. Don't be afraid to market your ministry. And be faithful with what God has given you until he completes it. We thank you for listening to Marketing Ministries. We want to make sure that you tune in next time because next week, again, our special guest will be Mr. Entertainment, Alvin Williams. His new venture is A.V. Williams Entertainment. You sure want to tweet, text, and tell somebody to tune in and to be blessed. So till next time, We thank you. I want to send a special thank to Pastor Mazaros, Pastor Mark Rose, for hanging out with us today. And we'll see you next week on Marketing Ministry, the radio show.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind.